This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The arrest affidavit for the suspect in the Club Q shooting has been unsealed. The person allegedly opened fire inside the LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. The attack killed five and injured dozens last month. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Anderson Aldridge apologized to hospital staff after the shooting and claimed to have been awake for 4 days. That's what police overheard at the hospital, according to the arrest affidavit. But limited information was provided in the affidavit about this admission. When police spoke with Aldrich's mother, she said she and Aldrich were supposed to go to the movies that night. The affidavit states Aldrich promised to return in 15 minutes after running an errand, but never did. The El Paso District Attorney's Office formally charged Aldrich with 305 criminal counts that include first-degree murder, attempted murder, and hate crimes. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
There may be hundreds of thousands of Coloradans who caught COVID-19 and still have long COVID. That is symptoms they didn't have before their infection, which lasted 3 months or more after first getting sick. Alex Tribino is 30 from Denver. She was infected with COVID twice. What started with migraines and shortness of breath led to long-term fatigue and brain fog.
And then I never got better. It's like it knocked me down to a new baseline, and that's just how I had to live my life.
Her condition has prevented her from working as a management consultant. Now she's doing rehab and working with researchers at the University of Denver. Right now in Denver, it's 44 degrees and breezy. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.